Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it was a very high scoring game. I suppose we were seeing a lot of work from Division 1A this year, and we know that they were playing a level above us. And I suppose the first half was even, but we know they're a serious side.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
All right, delighted to be joined by Leah Caffrey of Dublin. How are things?
Good, thanks, all good.
It's been a funny couple of months for the Dublin Footballers. All-Ireland champions last year, we'll come back to that in a little while, but you were relegated at the end of a very chaotic Division 1 final day last weekend.
Yeah, we were. We got a result on the day, so we got a win against Cork, but just because of all the other results, there was a few of us kind of on similar amount of points, but yeah, we were relegated, so good and bad, but I suppose a win is good going into the Leinster Championship now, give us a bit of momentum.
Yeah, it was a late mead point, not to rub it in, that they got relegated you at the end. But you will be meeting in the Leinster Championship, or at the Leinster Championship launch, yeah, in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, no, I think the Leinster Championship is going to be super competitive as well. I think like even the league games this year have been great, so looking forward to seeing what that looks like, and yeah, hopefully getting some good results as well.
Yeah, we've players here from the Leinster Senior Football Championship, the Senior LGFA, Junior Intermediate LGFA in Leinster as well. The Division 1 teams this year at Kildare, Meath and Dublin all together. Like, so where's that competitiveness coming from, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose like every time you play Meath anyways, you're going to get a great game. And then Kildare last year were brilliant. I think they've really good underage coming through as well, and that's showing up for them now at the minute. And I suppose there's so many new players coming into setups as well that, you know, you don't know every player, you've never played before or against them before, so it makes it really exciting, I guess. And yeah, I think it'll definitely be a really good championship as well.
It's not all doom and gloom. You're all Ireland champions. That was the fifth title for you, and a fifth All-Star to go with it in November as well. I was lucky to catch up with Carla Rowe and Sinead Goldrick in November with the Football Pod. A lot of emotion behind that win for the Dubs. Like, can you talk to us about what it meant to you?
Yeah, I think there's probably just a lot of us that have been around each other a long time. And then I think for some people, it's probably the end of the road. So I think we might have been a little bit emotionally attached to it in that way. But I think we like love spending time together with each other. So you want to end that year on a good note, on a good performance as well, because I feel like we weren't happy with how the semi-final went and how we performed in that day. So I think when we won in the final and, you know, went out with a good performance as well, I think we were all just delighted and a bit relieved as well, because you're kind of striving for that day when it all comes together, and thankfully it did on the right day.
For sure. It's a trend that's come up in some of my interviews with some of your contemporaries across Leinster in men's and women's football. It's a good thing if teammates like each other. Like, it makes a big difference.
No, it definitely does. I think you get to know each other so well as well that, you know everybody inside out, and they see you on your good days and your bad days. And I suppose that's part of it as well. That's why you go to, you know, war with them, because they know you inside out. And I think the stronger the bonds in the team, the better you're definitely play together. I found that anyway. So, yeah, hopefully we'll continue in this year as well.
Not to put words in your mouth and tell me if I'm wrong, but you mentioned maybe players coming to the end of the road. There's a young group coming through in Dublin. It strikes me that would have been very important for you to set the right maybe template for them to drive it on to.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important that, you know, the new girls that are coming in are getting like the coaching and all the advice, and I suppose the experienced players are helping them out and helping them make their way and feel comfortable in the squad, just so that we can, you know, to get the best out of each other, you need to be comfortable around each other, and you need to be filled in on, you know, whatever tactics or whatever the plan is. So I think the older girls do feel a lot of responsibility in that way, but it's great because the girls before us would have done the same for us coming up. So now it's our turn to help the younger girls coming through.
Everyone kind of says that. How do you do that? Like, how do you show the right way about doing things or set a right culture?
I don't know. I suppose it's probably like a lot of small, really small things that you don't even think about. But, you know, I suppose what is culture? It's probably like all the little things that make it up, and like things that people probably don't even notice, but, you know, how you kind of lead or how you act in the dressing room, or, you know, when moments are tough, like how do you respond? So I think just in the small things, I wouldn't say there's one definitive answer, but I think everybody just coming with their best self and, you know, giving as much as they can is really important.
Yeah, it can be hard to maybe get those little things off players when you're asking them, but you can see a good culture in a team from a mile off, and Dublin have obviously had that over the years as well. There's been injuries and probably a bit of this, you know, things thrown you off over the last couple of months. Well, what have you put that down to, and can you move on now into Leinster and get things right?
Yeah, I think there's been a few injuries through the camp, and a bit of more experienced players have come in the last few games as well in the league, which is great. So I think with that, the momentum, and I think our play has been more cohesive in that way. So looking forward to building on that now when we go into the Leinster Championship, and we have like 4 weeks before we play Kildare. So I think that's a good bit of time to like cover you know, a lot of things that maybe we've learned from the league, or that have things that have been brought up by the league, and I suppose it's all learning, so it's experience for the young girls as well, which is great. But yeah, looking forward to kicking on with it
for sure. Men's football and women's football have gone through an evolution in rules and enhancements. The men were the guinea pigs, so they got a year ahead of you. Can you talk to me about what you've seen on the men's side, and then the impact that the new rule enhancements are having on women's football as well? Because there are six or seven that are the same kind of rules that have been brought over.
Yeah, definitely. I think like the tap and go, of course, is always going to make things quicker, especially as a back. I don't know, you kind of have to watch the men's game to see how do they defend, I suppose, when the tap and go is against you, and then you have to try and, you know, put yourself in a position where you're not going to step in on the 4 seconds, but you're able to get some cover back. And I suppose like being able to watch their games and maybe learn a bit from how they've kind of adapted to the rules is a good idea, and kind of just... I suppose it lets you see like how they're adjusting to it, and I think like the long balls in as well is a good way of maybe exploiting things with the 3-on-3 that have to stay up the top. But it'd be interesting, I suppose, from the girls' perspective as well, with the physicality, and like it's a bit more lenient now on that rule
with the tackle.
Yeah, so I think that will be interesting to see how that develops as well as we go through the championship. Because I think we're training at such high levels, and you know, there's so much emphasis on strength and conditioning, and you know, you're an athlete who wants to perform, and I think physicality is a part of that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that the rule around the tackle is going to develop, I suppose. And it's obviously difficult for referees to manage, but I think maybe defining what actually a tackle is more would be a little bit helpful for players as well, because you don't want to be fouling, but you want to be able to, you know, tackle the best you can for your team. Yeah.
Like you're 13 years playing intercounty football. Yeah. Like, how has your own physicality developed in that spell? And like, as an athlete, you want to be able to use what you're building.
Yeah, exactly. So you spend so much time in the gym, like why would you not want to, you know, be able to use that on the pitch? And for me, coming into the team when I was 18, I think I was, you know, so slight and so small. And I've probably over the last 13 years been able to build on that strength, and I suppose now you want to be able to use it, and likewise other girls on the team, you know, you're a forward, you're a back, there's loads of different positions, and physicality comes into all of it, and I think it makes the game more exciting, and you know, younger girls are being like conditioned basically to go into a game that is going to be more physical as well.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how it evolves in both games, because it's going to keep evolving, isn't it? Like, it's going to keep changing.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is, as teams like have different ideas on how to play the game, and tactically, it definitely is going to change and make things more exciting, and hopefully bring more eyes on it as well.
Yeah, so much of it is upstairs elite sport, isn't it? Like, you know, knowing exactly what you want to do in the field, but also how to make the most of it too.
Yeah, definitely. There's probably a lot of thought that goes into the play behind the scenes, which is really important, and the analysis side of things as well as that. But yeah, really exciting. Looking forward to seeing how it develops now.
Lee Caffrey, thanks for chatting to us on Off the Ball. Best of luck in the Leinster Championship, which is kicking off in a couple of weeks, and in the All-Ireland Defence too.
Thanks a million.
Off the Ball, GAA.
I am delighted to be joined by Mead captain Niamh Galogley. I've got your surname right there, just to be clear, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Okay, one of few people.
Well, let's keep it that way, because you've won your first All-Star last year after a brilliant campaign with Mead, just falling short. You've been named as Mead captain. There's a new management team in. How have the last couple of months been in Mead?
Yeah, they've been brilliant. We've had a lot of new girls come in, and it's been really, really exciting. Like, all of them have stood up fantastically. Like, even Rachel Cassidy there on Sunday getting player of the match. Do you know, it's brilliant. And they've really just blended in as if they've been there for years, like some of us older players. So yeah, it's been really exciting, and there's kind of a great energy and buzz in the camp, which is really good.
That freshness, that energy, it's a powerful thing, and it strikes me that teams need that at times, and I feel Mead needed that going into this year.
Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, I mean, it's probably no secret that we've lost a number of players over the last couple of years due to different reasons, so we kind of needed a new crop of players coming in, and you know, with the minors and under 20s, it's been fantastic that we've developed players, and we're, I suppose, getting the rewards of that now with those coming into our senior panel and the energy they bring, and you know, they're so young and they're full of life, and the crack that they have. have. It's just fantastic. So yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Look, the stat was going around about how few of the All-Ireland winning team are still left for a variety of reasons. Mm. Australia probably is a part of it, but there's loads of different reasons too. And that happens to teams. But you don't always have a crop coming through that are ready to push it on.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, like I think in Meath, we've really looked at developing players, like that minor team and under-20s in the last few years, they've been really pushing on. So they're kind of used to playing at a standard and now they're ready to come into our senior team, which is great and what we need for the future. So like, thank God in Meath, we do have a really good development system in place, and it's been fantastic.
We're talking at the Leinster Championships launch here, and we'll come back to that in a couple of minutes, but the final day of the National Football League in the women's was at the weekend, and it was mad. It was manic in Division 1. A late point from the Royals relegated the Dubs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was crazy.
Don't be smiling.
I know. It was really, everything was on the line going into that game for both ourselves, Armagh, Dublin, Kildare and even Kerry. So it was a really tense game, and you know, going down at 5 points at half time was tough to come back out, but the girls really stood up and really pushed on and dug deep, and you know, a last point there from Marion, no better woman to stick it over the bar, was great to get the draw and to come out on the right side and stay in Division 1.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I was listening to your manager Wayne Freeman, who's just in the job, chatting after your game in Meath Hill. I'm just going to get a Meath Hill mention in there, the first round game, and he was talking about the new rules and the impact they had had, and maybe some frustrations at the time. How have they bedded in over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they've been great, and like, please God, they'll continue to even improve with consistency as time goes on. Like, obviously the solo and go has made the game a lot quicker, and I suppose the physicality is something everyone's getting used to as well, so hopefully, you know, as time keeps going on, that everyone will adjust to it even more. And it has been brilliant, but hopefully it can even get better as time goes on.
In the men's game, in a very superficial level, people were pointed maybe at Ulster counties for defensive football. In the women's game, were they pointed at Meath football?
Look, maybe. Like, there has been that narrative, I suppose. But I don't really think it was that much of an issue. I think the women's game has always been quite high intense and quite up and down. So I don't think defensively it was like that. People will have their own opinions on it, and that's fine. But I don't think it has been. So, not as much as the men's, definitely, anyway.
I think that's very fair. In terms of the three up and four, yeah, back, and the bit of kicking maybe room that's there now, or even the 2-point arc, have you seen an influence of that yet?
Yeah, I think the three up rule obviously is huge, especially for our inside forwards. They're really thriving off it, and we saw that. Like, we've had some fantastic scores over the last couple of games with our inside forwards, and if you do have a team like with it, deadly inside forwards, it really does benefit them, and thank God we are kind of one of those teams, so hopefully it'll continue to go like that our way in the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year, pushing on from it and getting to the level where you want to get to, what do you think are the big things that you need to get right in the championship this year?
I suppose, like, we kind of got better as we went on last year in the championship, and again it's kind of rebuilding and getting new players into the team, so it's kind of getting them used to playing at that standard and pushing ourselves on as to where we want to get to. So we do have a lot of learnings to take from it, and I suppose just get girls used to playing it the way we want to play. So it's just getting girls into our system and getting our tactics right. So yeah, hopefully it will come in time.
The Leinster Championship kicks off at the end of April, and it's Kildare up first. You'll have the Dubs then around the corner after that. Talk to me about Kildare, who you would have faced obviously in the league as well this year.
Yeah, really tough competition. Like, they obviously beat us this year in the league, and last year we had really tough, really tight game against them in the Leinster campaign, so and in the All-Ireland series. So like, anytime you're coming up against Kildare or Dublin, it is a really tough game. So we just have to put our full focus on that for the next 4 weeks and try and get ourselves right and try and learn from the mistakes probably in the league that we had against them, and see if we can kind of go one step further and push on.
The club is Dunshaughlin and Royal Gaels, and there's so many county stars with the women's and men's team from Dunshaughlin and Royal Gaels. It started off as just Royal Gaels. What difference did it make when, I suppose, the club joined up with Dunshaughlin and all became the one?
Yeah, it was huge. Like, I think even in terms of the LGFA and the GAA hopefully becoming integrated in years to come, it does make such a difference. I think, like, even us getting access to pitches and things like that, it's been massive. And even support-wise, it was huge. Like, we've such a phenomenal support in Dunshaughlin, both from men and women's teams. And I think that has been a massive boost since we did join together a number of years ago. And it's great. Like, and we can like, interact with the men's teams and vice versa. So it has been fantastic. So, like, long may that continue.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant to hear. Maybe a template for other teams. There are new women's teams starting all the time. Even two clubs I'm involved in, I'm playing in Clare with Cratlow now, there's a new women's team starting in Cratlow, and there's a new women's team starting in Meath Hill as well, who was my home club. This explosion in women's football, are you seeing that on the ground at the minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's huge. Like, even just that integration aspect, like as you said, is so important in terms of, like, getting even women involved in roles and men involved in other roles, like vice versa. It can work both ways, whereas sometimes we kind of think it'll only work one way for whatever reason, but it actually actually can work both ways. And I think we've really seen that in our club, and I'm so lucky to come from such a fantastic club, and thank God we've had great success over the last number of years. So yeah, like as I said, it's huge.
Niamh Gallogly, Mead captain, very best of luck this year in chasing down a Leinster title and an All-Ireland as well, because I know that's in the cards for you.
Well, yeah, please God, we'll take one game at a time.
Off the ball, GAA.
We're at the Munster Championships launch and I'm delighted to be joined by Anna Galvin of Kerry. How are things?
I'm good now. How are you keeping?
Very well. The spring has been a bit of chopping and changing for Kerry. It's been probably a difficult enough spring. One more league game as we're chatting at the end of March against Kildare, and it's a must win for you.
It is, yeah. We have to head away up to Kildare, who are no gimme, that's for sure. And they're very, very strong. Pat O'Sullivan will have them well tuned in for that game as well. They are fighting for survival in Division 1 too, so it's going to be a tough game now on Sunday.
It's a bit of a fine tuner going into the month of April, where maybe the weather might get that little bit better. It's freezing here in Semple at the minute as we're chatting, but you know, if you get the job done, you can park your spring and move on for Championship. And I suppose the Munster Championship has been so important for you in the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. We always have goals of winning the Munster Championship, and we'd have, like, hopefully we'll be going in and getting a back-to-back win this year. Like, we haven't done back-to-back in years in Munster, so that would be so class. But it's been a busy spring, and like, we've had loads of changeover in terms of personnel. Players have been bedded in so much. We've had lots of debuts and things over the league, so that's been really positive. Like, we've lots of positives to take from the league, despite the fact that we are in a relegation game. And I think that we're resilient and we have lots of experience, and I have every faith that we'll be able to get over the line on Sunday.
It's funny, you know, if you were to judge a league campaign or do power rankings like someone like myself does on air, you can be made look like a fool if you're doing it week on week. But at the end of it, and you look back and you go, do you know what? A couple of downs, a couple of highs, we'll park it and get through it. And you can take the positives of debuts and all of that. There is a lot of change in the ladies' game at the minute. How are you finding the new rules in women's football?
In fairness, I think there's been some of them have been seen brilliantly over the league, like things like the physicality and the changes in rules there have been positive, and that's something that players have been looking for a long time. So
what's it allowing?
So you have a little bit more in terms of how you hold up a player that's running at you. You're not penalised as punitively. You have a bit more, there's a bit more physicality and contact allowed in the tackle and things like that. So that's really positive. Probably we can blame the weather maybe a little bit. Maybe some of the rules like the two-point arc and things like that haven't been able to be showcased as much as we might have liked. But I think we'll see it more now over Munster Championship, and we'll get a better look at it.
It's very early days, and pitches, weather have been so difficult to compete in as well. And I think what we saw with the men's game last year, there's definitely the men's game, there was a mentality that needed a change from a long time. I'm not sure it had been that embedded in women's football, but to grow with the new rules is going to take a little bit of time too.
Exactly, yeah, and you just need a bit of time to kind of figure it out and get your head around them and figure out the ins and outs of them. Like, there's sort of nuances to them or little things that you might not necessarily know until you start playing and you're like, oh geez, that's the way that works or whatever it is. So that then gets sorted in the league, and hopefully you can kind of start to like really like put them into place and see them showcased well then come Munster Championship.
You had such highs with your Kerry group over the last couple of seasons, an All-Ireland title which was absolutely huge for you and a massive for the group. It doesn't last long though, does it? The afterglow of it.
No, you get quickly brought back down to earth, right? It was amazing. Like, it was the best time ever. Like, it was just so phenomenal, and we'd worked so hard and we'd had such heartache in the lead up to it, and then we finally got over the line and got our win, and there was just so many emotions, and then geez, you have to turn around and go again, and it was tiring. Like, it was tough going. I have like so much respect for the teams that managed to do that year in year out, like, and do the multiples in a row. It's actually phenomenal.
What do you think the trick is?
Oh God, I don't know. Whatever it is, like, you could share it with the rest of us. We're trying to figure it out still.
We'll try and catch Keane Lynch here and ask him, will he let us know?
You get a taste for it though, and you want it again. And so that's where our eyes are definitely firmly focused. I know the league hasn't necessarily gone great, but like, we Championship is definitely where we're looking at.
You'd have been a really young girl at the back end of Kerry's great team, and then there was a long drought, and Cork side dominated that glorious Cork team for so long as well. you've taken charge and been standard bearers for the last little while, but they're coming at you again, Cork. They bet you in the league, and I'm sure you'll meet again in Munster at some stage.
Yeah, we will. Hopefully, before when the men's games will be good, but we...
What was that?
Before one of the men's games. Yeah, before the Munster final, hopefully.
That'd be brilliant.
That's what it's on the cards, which would be excellent, and like that, I suppose it gives great exposure to that game. It's a round game for us, and to be on ahead of a men's game, the Munster final obviously will have a massive crowd at it, so you're going to get loads of exposure there in terms of more people just maybe tuning in to keeping an eye on how we're getting on after that and stuff like that. So that's really positive. But yeah, Cork are certainly coming good. They're absolutely flying, and they're looking at a league final after coming up out of Division 2 last year, so they're certainly on an upward trend, but we'll be looking to stop them in their tracks.
No harm having a team coming at you, and you'll be well fit for it. The doubleheader thing is really interesting, and look, it's something that the Munster GAA have probably tried to put a focus on over the last little while. When it works really well.
Oh God, yeah, 100%. And I know there was a couple of people giving out about not more doubleheaders. There was maybe opportunities for doubleheaders over the course of the league, but you're like, geez, there isn't really, because the pitches are barely able to manage a half of a match, not a mind two matches. So it's class that when we get towards championship and the better weather, and that we can take those opportunities, because it makes such a difference, and it just brings a brilliant atmosphere and buzz, and it does just open up the game to more eyes.
Anna Galvin, thanks so much for chatting to us, and best of luck with the pursuit of success with Kerry football this year.
Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.
Emma Cleary, how's it going?
Not too bad, how are you?
Very well. How's Cork football at the minute?
Good, yeah. Last round of the league now on Sunday, and then we've league final to look forward to, so all good.
Good place to be. There's a couple of league finals happening in the Cleary household.
There is, yeah. So the lads are out Sunday as well, the same time as us. But look, not a bad complaint to have.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, we've been chatting before over the years and off the ball. When the GAA is such an intrinsic part of your life, the mood is dictated by the results at the weekend. It's a good place to be right now going into April and the helter-skelter of hurling, of football, of women's football as well.
Yeah, it is. I suppose in our house, especially during the league, you know, when it's week on week, it's very busy at times. And like you said there, the mood can be dictated by results at the weekend and stuff. But thankfully now, the last few weeks, we've had a few wins. And as I said, we're both looking forward to league finals.
Yeah, so league final on the horizon. You've got that final round game to get through first. Munster Championship then will roll around late April, May, round robin. What are the big designs this year for Cork football?
I suppose with the league this year, first and foremost, our big aim was to stay up in Division 1 after coming up from Division 2 this year. We kind of took it game by game, and we had some good performances and found ourselves in a league final. So I suppose we actually haven't really looked too far ahead to Munster Championship or anything yet. As I said, we're just taking it game by game at the moment.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the new rules and possibly what sort of an impact they're having on women's football right now?
Yeah, I think they've been hugely positive. I suppose the ladies' game was probably going slightly the way that the men's game went there in the last few years, with mass defences and stuff like that. So I think the three-up rule has been really good for the game, and even the solo and goal has probably even suited us a bit, has been really good for just quick transition and, you know, the fast game. So we're really enjoying them anyway.
The tackle and physicality in the women's game is something that's been discussed at length over the last couple of years. They have tried to clean that up with these rules too. Are you seeing an impact there? Are referees finding it easier to referee them? Are players finding it easier to add that little bit of contact to the game?
Yeah, I do think there is, to be fair. There is probably more being let go, and they're allowing that bit more contact, which, you know, is only fair enough. I suppose we're in the gym probably the same amount of time as the lads, like during the week and stuff. So it definitely is making a difference.
We're beside FPD Semple Stadium here, hallowed turf. What would be your abiding memory from this ground? Would you have come here much when you were younger?
Yeah, I think I remember Dad went. The under-21s, he won a Munster under-21 football final here. They beat Tip in the final by a point. I just remember that from coming here when I was younger. I actually haven't played too much here myself. I think only played the Dubs in an All-Ireland semi-final here a few years ago, so not too many playing memories here, but just kind of watching my matches and stuff.
Yeah, maybe that, I don't know, is that something that will change? Obviously there's a lot of hurling that happens here, but there are double headers coming more into it. Where do you stand on that element of it? I know your league game this weekend is clashing with the men's Division 2 final as well, so like Cork bringing a football crowd up the road, they're going to be split between Parnell Park and Croke Park at the same time.
Yeah, it actually is a pity, like even my poor mother now having to decide which to go to. But and actually a lot of the lads league games have clashed with their games. I was saying I was up in Omagh at the weekend, that was probably only one of the games I got to, the rest of them were clashing, which is a bit unfortunate. You'd probably like to see a few more even league games being double headers, but I think the Munster Championship, right, there is a couple of double headers thrown in there, which would be great for the game as well.
Kerry have obviously been the standard bearers in terms of Munster and even All-Irelands in the last couple of seasons. How far do you think you are from Kerry?
I suppose, look, we had a really good win against them down in Tralee in the league. We were very happy with their performance, I suppose, that day. But look, they are the standard bearers of Munster. They're the Munster champions. We'll be looking to close that gap definitely this year in the Munster Championship. But I suppose, you know, while we were very happy with our league win over them, they were probably missing a few players. We were probably missing a few players. You can't tell a whole pile from that as well. So look, championship tells all. So we'll be giving a right go off them in May.
I'm just hearing that it's a good place to be coming from for Cork football. That's what I'm hearing from you.
I think so. We'll see now in the next couple of weeks, but hopefully.
Emma Cleary, enjoy and best of luck in the next couple of rounds of the league and in the Munster Championship when the throw's in.
Thanks a million.
Off the Ball, GAA.